More than two dozen couples lined up to say I do at the Bexar County Clerk's Office today as the Supreme Court struck down gay marriage bans across the country. Texas Public Radio's Joey Palacios brings you some of their stories.
Shortly after the Supreme Court ruling, the Bexar County Clerk's Office sprung into action. Deputy Clerk Thomas Koning left his office to get the opinion of DA Nico LaHood.
We're going to see what happens legally. Once it's interpreted by the DA, then we'll have an answer for you.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Already in the clerk's office, waiting for the decision to be announced, were 40-year-old John Trejo and 52-year-old Larry Stern, both dressed in identical red polos, a color nationally used to represent marriage equality.
We came here early just to celebrate, and we were waiting outside, and we just decided to go for it. So.
Yeah, we actually did not plan it today. We were just going to kind of like reciprocity will follow us, and then we thought, no, let's do it in our home state. We deserve it. We earned it.
The couple has been together 17 years and previously married in California. Next to enter were Donna and Jordan Reed. Together for 47 years, they've been ready for weeks as Jordan pulls out an envelope that says cash for marriage license.
We had our envelope with our $81 in our purse.
Just waiting for the day when the time would come.
As the morning went on, nearly two dozen couples would enter the office, some barely able to contain their emotions, like Lisa Santiago and her partner, Veronica Uvedo.
We wanted to get married here. We could have gotten married anywhere else. But Texas is our home, and this is where we wanted to get married.
The news reached people in different ways. Eliza McAdams and Christina Parker got it seconds after the decision was announced on SCOTUS blog. Parker says she had just dropped off McAdams at work.
And so as soon as I saw it, I screamed in the car and then called her to let her know, oh my God, we're getting married today.
Yeah.
McAdams then took time off to come to the courthouse. It took about 2 hours before marriage licenses would be distributed by the clerk's office, each getting the same message as opposite-sex couples.
This license, that's all, because you already have the same last name, you don't have to take it anywhere else.
Okay.
But if you need certified copies of your marriage...
Being first in line, John Trejo and Larry Stern were the first to obtain a license. They bounced between probate court to get a waiver to eliminate the 72-hour waiting period and were married in County Court Number 7 by Judge Jeannie Wright. Being the first married couple in San Antonio wasn't on their agenda today, but they're proud to have the Texas seal on their marriage license.
Awesome.
It's great.
It's awesome.
Yeah, you can't beat it. You know, it's at a minimum, it's Bexar County history, so it's great.
Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.